I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Here on the Oz Indie Show, I have, live all the way from Sydney, Tamsin. Good afternoon, Tamsin. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. What's the weather like up there? And don't say it's always perfect.
Never always perfect. It's a bit cloudy, bit nippy. It's been raining a bit lately.
Up there in Sydney, yes. I won't tell the viewers that although, you know, Melbourne was always bagged for the weather, Sydney gets wetter, more wet days than Melbourne. But we won't mention that. Tamsin, you come originally from London. You came over to Sydney when you were about 10 with your family.
Yeah.
And was that a big change for you? Do you remember significant things at that age, moving to Australia?
Yeah, it was quite a big thing for me. The major things which I found were different were schooling, especially because, of course, I was a kid. When I first moved over, I found that all the subjects I was good at in the UK, I was bad here, and all the subjects I was bad at in the UK, I was good here.
That's because we're on the other hemisphere. Everything's flipped.
Yeah. It's just how it works. It just flips. It's opposites here.
Yeah. You've had a significant music career already in the 10 years you've been here in Australia, and we'll talk about that, but I want to go back to the start. You moved here when you were 10. Were you already involved in some sort of music at that stage, or did that come after you'd moved to Australia?
In the UK, of course, I love to sing. There's plenty of videos of me singing in my mum's bedroom. The only involvement which I had was in, you know, school plays and the school choir.
Yeah.
However, when I was in the UK, and even when I moved here initially, I really didn't like my voice. So it only really started when I came here and I actually asked my mum. I was like, I want to try a lot of different things. I want to do dancing. I want to do swimming. I want to do everything, including singing. And so my mum went, oh, you want to do singing? So she leaped at the opportunity.
Yeah.
And she kept me in singing because she loved my voice. And there was one or two hiccups in which I was like, I don't really want to continue. And she's like, nah, you're going to stick with it, see how it goes. And
good on you,
Mum.
10
years later, I'm still singing at the same place, and it's going well.
That's good. Did you get your voice from your parents? You know, do they have that sort of background?
We joke about it all the time, saying who I got it from.
Yeah.
I think neither of my parents really sung, apart from singing in school choirs and church choirs and things like that.
Mm.
But I think there's something there which I got from them.
Yeah. So apart from your singing, do you also play instruments?
I play a little bit of piano.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm more inclined on the performance side to do dance than I am to play other instruments and such.
Yeah. That frees you up on the stage, not having an instrument there.
Mm.
So the dance, is that sort of freeform dance just from yourself, or did you do lessons and concentrate on types of dance?
When I was younger, I used to do quite a bit of, say, what was it? I was a jazz funk and acro. Even when I was little in the UK, I did disco. However, when I turned about 14, I stopped dance. And then recently in the past year, I've re-picked up hip-hop and performance classes, as well as K-pop, which I do on Saturdays.
Fantastic. Is that with local teachers, or do you get it all off the internet?
So they're local teachers. In our first wave of lockdown, though, we did try to do dance lessons online, and that was, I'm not going to lie, that was a bit hellish.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that we don't have to do that anymore. I'm starting to go back in and see people face-to-face. That makes things so much easier, especially with dance.
Yeah. Now, you've performed already with some very big names. Delta Goodrum. So how on earth did you pull that off?
To be honest, I'm not too sure how myself. I performed it with my singing choir. I think there was about 15 others. We've been on quite a few of Delta Goodrum's singles and albums, including a Christmas album and a single Solid Gold. And it kind of just so happened one day that my singing school teachers, they're the backing vocalists for Delta. Delta was saying one day, oh, she needs a backing choir for one of her contestants on The Voice. And, of course, my singing school teachers, they're like, oh, well, we've got a squad of some trained kids, which would be perfect for what you're looking for. And we just so happened to do that for Jordan Anthony. I think it was the final season, one of the final seasons of The Voice. He was like one of the youngest ever. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we ended up performing for that. She loved it so much that we ended up singing on a few of her albums. And then the horrible bushfires that happened ended up causing the bushfire relief concert, Firefight Australia.
Yeah.
And we were invited to go and perform at the ANZ Stadium in front of 70,000 people. And it was televised. And that was just absolutely phenomenal. I don't know how we pulled it off. Everyone was like shaking in their boots, but as soon as we came off stage, everyone was just on a massive high, and we were dancing to the rest of Delta's set. It was amazing.
Yeah, fantastic opportunities there. Excellent stuff. Now, your own music, you're a singer-songwriter, so these tracks, they're written by you anyway, the lyrics. Then I do often ask artists, do you get the lyric and then work out a melody or tune, or does the tune come first?
Well, usually when I'm writing my music, I'm always in a session with the producer. Usually there's only myself and the producer, and I work as the top liner. I have this thing on my phone. I'll have hundreds and hundreds of notes on my phone of lyrics, in which I think throughout the week, throughout the day, things like that. We come up with a track, and from there I will look through all my lyrics and find what concept I think suits the track, or I will come up with a concept beforehand. It's either way.
Yeah.
But then from there, you have the lyrics on your phone, you've got the backing track, and then you write the melody on top of that. So for me, it's lyrics first and then melody.
Yeah. Yeah. The lyrics, you compile them virtually day by day as they come to you. So you don't just sit down and think, I've got 2 hours to write a whole song, because you've already got bits and pieces all over the place.
Yeah, usually it's just random things. Like if I'm sitting in this room right now and I see there's painting on the wall of the famous five, the five African animals, and I feel really inspired by that, I will just write it down in my phone and write any random words which comes to mind when I think about that painting. And then I'll leave it at that. And then one day when I'm writing a song, and I'm listening to a track and I'm like, oh, that's got some really cool, we should add some really cool, like, African instrumentation in there. And I'll go, you know what? I'm going to look through my notes, find that at one point I wrote down the famous five. And I go, okay, let's just go from there. So most of the time, usually it's just one or two phrases which I have in my notes. I'll get inspired by it, and then I'll just blurge any words I have in my mind and just chuck them down.
Yeah. Do you ever think, I'll write these two lines and they're a really great hook. I want to build a whole song around this one little concept.
I've done that a few times. Yes, I have done that a few times. Because not only have you got the matter of you see something and you write down the lyrics, you've also got random spurts of, oh, I'll be cooking in the kitchen and then all of a sudden a melody will come to me. And then you're jumping on your phone and you're trying to record on voice notes before you forget what you just sung. So there's definitely been a few instances where I'll have a melody and I'll write a few lyrics to it, because you kind of learn to speak gibberish when you're a songwriter. You learn to speak gibberish so you can try and get out the sounds which are in your brain.
Yeah.
Yes, there's definitely been quite a few times in which I will gibberish a hook or something, and I'll go, actually, that was really nice. I'm going to record it on my phone, and then one day I'll just walk into the studio, because I tend to write down said gibberish and I will somehow remember the melody from said gibberish and go into the studio and say, hey, I wrote this gibberish, can we song?
Now, you've got quite a few tracks under your belt already. Most of them seem to be about relationships. So you're writing a lot about people and emotions and feelings and experiences. Do they also come from the odd thoughts, or do they come from personal relationship experiences?
So with those songs, of course there's the odd thoughts of, say, experiences and such. Say if I'll be out in the city and I see Luna Park, I write Luna Park down on my phone. However, things like that, they're they're usually from personal experiences. So I find that with songs like that, which I can actually connect properly. Yeah. Most of the time I do connect properly to my music. There's only on the occasion in which I'll write like a dance song, like a dance track or something, in which I can't relate emotionally to going to the club or something. With things like that, you connect emotionally, and then from my odd thoughts and my lyrics, I create a picture, like an image around it.
Now, we've all gone through this whole community combined experience of lockdowns and stuff. Did that affect your songwriting?
Oh, yeah, 100%. As we've briefly spoken of dance, it was the same with singing. It's affected both of those, but the songwriting aspect, I think, got hit the worst.
Yeah.
Because we can still songwrite online, but when you're songwriting, there's such a big energy within the room, like a vibe within the room that just gets things going. Like, I'd be able to finish off a song, like a demo, within 2 to 4 hours, and that was my average.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you're online, you're on Zoom, you've got to track everything remotely, which takes a while, whereas usually in person, you just go click spacebar, go up to the mic, think of a harmony for me, you've done it in 2 seconds, let's move on, kind of thing. Whereas in online, you've got to take the time to self-track it, and there's just no energy and vibe through a screen. Yeah. So it just takes so much longer. I was smashing out songs, because usually I have two-hour sessions every week, so I was smashing out a song every week to second week. I've got about 70 demos now over the past, I think, 3 or so years of writing through my HSC. However, now with this year and the most recent lockdown, I've probably only gotten maybe like 8 songs out of lockdown, sadly.
We will be looking at your track SOS, but I also know you've released stuff since, like Shadow and Trouble, Stranger Not Mine, All My Fault. So even though we've been through lockdown and everything, you're still able to produce stuff.
So Trouble, Shadow and SOS were all singles.
Yeah.
And then most recently on the 27th of November, Philophobia was released, and it had all those 3 songs plus Stranger Not Mine and All My Fault.
Okay. Now, we will get to SOS, which is the track we're going to feature today. Another relationship song, and what is it about?
SOS is kind of the idea of, you know, the honeymoon stage that people joke about all the time. You'll get into a relationship with someone, it'll be great. And then the idea of SOS is that you've been in the relationship, everything's so great, and then all of a sudden the other person just kind of stops trying.
Right.
There's no spark there left anymore. It's very one-sided from the singer's point of view that, you know, like, we used to have it all kind of thing, but now I'm banging on the door. Just to reiterate some of the lyrics, it's the idea that, you know what, we were so great, now you've kind of stopped. I'm still giving it my all, but it's not working. And so it's the sassier response of basically saying, like, get out my house, I'm sick and tired of this. I threw your clothes out the door, it bores me when I look at you, kind of thing. Like, it's the very sassy side of that.
Sounds like it. And hopefully, if it was from personal experience, you're over it.
Yeah.
What sort of reception have you found you've gotten with that track? Has it been well-received, and where has it been well-received?
SOS has been very, very well-received. I actually had submitted it into a few... two competitions, being the International Songwriting Competition and the Unsigned Only Competition, and it ended up winning the International Songwriting Competition's Unpublished Only category and the Screenshot category in the Unsigned Only Competition earlier on this year, and very, very well received. Very well received. We were absolutely blown away by it. So yeah, when we released the music video for that too, and the song finally came out, everyone was chomping at the bit to have a listen to it, and everyone's absolutely loved it. It blew up a bit on Spotify, and it was great.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Tamsin, for having a chat, giving us the time. And I'll grab the other stuff that you've released since SOS and give that a play here on the Oz Indie Show as well. But we are now going to hear SOS. We'll say again, thanks for your time, Tamsin, and all the best, and we'll keep an eye out for more.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hope everyone has a great day.
Hey, this is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Here's Tamsin with SOS.
I'm feeling shy, but I'll say what I like. You're not haunting my mind. Try to say goodbye. Is it hard to comply, or do you feel confined? We used to have it all, but I'm banging on the door now. I can't bring myself to hang on so well. Nothing I can do. Don't waste my youth. It's on you. You went from this SOS. I needed you, but now I'm just not in the mood. So careless. There's nothing else that I can do. Me when I look at you. We're too far gone. Don't know where we got lost, but it's time that we're done. Worrying no more. Through you close out the door. Now take your leave, por favor. We used to have it all, but I'm banging on the door now. I can't bring myself to hang on so well. Nothing I can do. Don't waste my youth. It's on you. You went from this SOS. I needed you, but now I'm just not in the mood. So careless. There's nothing else that I can do. It bores me when I look at you. It bores me when I look. We went from midnight snacks to fighting in the morning. What have we done? We went from hand in hand to hurting one another just for fun. You went from this SOS. I needed you, just not in the mood. So careless. There's nothing else that I can do. It bores me when I look at you. 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 It bores me when I look at you.